The peddler moved his body partly around and spoke with energetic but gloomy bitterness.
And yet you see it, Captain Wharton. You see it where the setting sun shines clear upon you. The air you breathe is clear and fresh from the hills before you. Every step you take leaves that hated gallows behind, and every dark hollow and every shapeless rock in the mountains offers you a hiding place from the vengeance of your enemies. But I've seen the gibbet raised when there's no place of refuge offered. Twice I've been buried in dungeons where, fettered and in chains, I've passed nights in torture, looking forward to the morning's dawn that was to light me a death of infamy. The sweat has started from limbs that seemed already drained of their moisture. And if I ventured to the hole that admitted air through the grates of iron to look out on the smiles of nature which God has bestowed for the meanest of all creatures, the gibbet has glared before my eyes, like an evil conscience harrowing the soul of a dying man. Four times have I been in their power, besides this last, but twice did I think my hour had come. It is hard to die at best, Captain Wharton, but to spend your last moments alone and unpitied, to know that none near you so much as think of the fate that is to you the closing of all that is earthly, to think that in a few hours you are to be led from the gloom, which, as you dwell on what follows, becomes dear to you, to the face of day, and there to meet all eyes fixed upon you as if you were a wild beast, and to lose sight of everything amidst the jeers and scoffs of your fellow creatures. That, Captain Wharton, that is indeed to die.